In the year 2015 from the birth of Abraham, in the year 1510 from the exodus of the people of Israel out of Egypt, in the year 1032 from the enthronement of David the prophet and king, in the 60th week of the prophecy of Daniel, in the 42nd year of the reign of Caesar Augustus, in the 33rd year of the reign of Herod, when the staff had gone from Judah, as had been prophesied by Jacob the patriarch, at a time when the whole world was at peace, it pleased God to send his only begotten Son and eternal Word to the world to become man and to teach us God's love, to suffer, die, and rise from the dead for our salvation. At that time, the Lord Jesus was born in humble Bethlehem of Judah, and no one knew of it but the Virgin Mary, his mother, and Joseph, her spouse. No one heard of this miracle surpassing all miracles, but a few humble shepherds who had been told by angels in the sky that saying this hymn, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Then the Magi came from the east, led by a star in the heaven. They found their way to where the divine infant rested, and they adored him. And opening their treasures, they offered him gifts of gold, incense, and myrrh. To God incarnate, to the suckling infant who humbled himself and took our form, becoming a child of man to make children of God, to the one who later walked among us to teach us the way of salvation, and who loved us so much as to give his life for it, to him be glory, honor, and adoration forever and ever. O come, let us adore him. confess our sins to God our Father, and to plead in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ for his forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord.
Counselor,
Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
O sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things.
His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him.
The Lord has made known his salvation.
He has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations.
He has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel.
All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God.
Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth.
Break forth into joyous song and sing praises.
Thank you. Almighty God, grant that the birth of your only begotten Son in the flesh may set us free from the bondage of sin. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Testament reading for the Nativity of our Lord is from the book of the prophet Isaiah, the 52nd chapter. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. The voice of your watchmen, they lift up their voice. Together they sing for joy, for eye to eye they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth together into singing, you waste places of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I will tell of the decree.
The Lord said to me, you are my son. Today I have begotten you.
Why do the nations rage?
And the peoples plot in vain.
The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together.
Against the Lord and against his anointed, saying,
let us burst their bonds apart.
And cast away their cords from us.
He who sits in the heavens laughs.
The Lord holds them in derision.
Then he will speak to them in his wrath.
And terrify them in his fury, saying,
as for me, I have set my king
on Zion, my holy hill.
I will tell of the decree.
The Lord said to me, you are my son. Today I have begotten you.
Ask of me, and I will make the nations your heritage.
And the ends of the earth your possession.
You shall break them with a rod of iron.
And dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel.
Now, therefore, O kings, be wise.
Be warned, O rulers of the earth.
Serve the Lord with fear.
And rejoice with trembling.
Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way, for his wrath is quickly kindled.
Blessed are all who take refuge in him. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
I will tell of the decree.
The Lord said to me, you are my son. Today I have begotten you.
The reading from the letters is from the letter to the Hebrews, the first chapter. Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom he also created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God, and the exact imprint of his nature. And he upholds the universe by the word of his power. After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say, you are my son, today I have begotten you? Or again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, when he brings the firstborn into the world, he says, let all God's angels worship him. This is the word of the Lord.
Amen.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter. In him was light, and the light was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks before me, because he was before me.' For from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only God, who is at the Father's side. He has made him known." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
The only begotten Son of God.
Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. It seems as if there's never an end to bad news. Bad news makes its nest in a million places, even on Christmas Day. But good news is such a rare bird, it's hard to find. Every so often we may think we've caught sight of good news, and then it just vanishes suddenly and escapes from our nets. On our own, we cannot find the good news, no matter how hard or how long or how patiently we watch for it. It must find us. Good news must find us, and it must perch on our shoulders, and it must preach its sweet song into our ears. And this explains why Isaiah heaps such great praise on the messenger of good news. He says, "How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, 'Your God reigns.'" Because Isaiah knows how rare good news is and how few messengers of good news there are. And he speaks of good news like he's hearing the exotic notes of a songbird from a far country. It's otherworldly. He sings of comfort. He sings of redemption. "The Lord has bared his holy arm," he says. "Your enemies are defeated. Your exile is over. And now you can return to your true home. Yes, with tears streaming down your face, but singing the song of joy." Isaiah was one of many prophets that God used to deliver that good news, and yet it seemed so short-lived. The peace was temporary. There would be more sin. There would be more enemies. There would be, as we found out this morning, more death. Like a repeated nightmare, like a headline that won't go away, like a screech owl sound that is stuck in your ears, the bad news just keeps returning. Part of the very DNA of our fallen humanity, embedded so deeply in the flesh that we can't get rid of it. It just won't die. It gets passed on from generation to generation like an evil inheritance. And think about the prophets who preached the good news. They were lights shining in the darkness, and then they were snuffed out, one after another. Some of them stoned to death. Some of them, perhaps Isaiah, sawn in two, and others killed with the sword. And it looked like the darkness was overcoming the light. The reading from Hebrews brings this history to mind. Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. God revealed the good news in bits and pieces, first one detail about the coming Messiah, and then another detail about the coming Messiah, and it was repeated again and again. But in these last days, Hebrews says, God has spoken to us by his Son. His Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom he created the world. The Son of God is the final Word of God. He is the one to whom all of the Old Testament scriptures, the law and the prophets and the Psalms pointed. God has chosen to speak the good news, the definitive good news in this Son. God has chosen to publish the good news once and for all and to make it known to the world. In the beginning was the Word, St. John tells us, and the Word was with God and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The Word is true God. God of God, light of light, very God of very God, as we just confessed. He was in the beginning.
He created the world. He is life and He is light, and He is good news and He is the source of all good news. And then John says, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. You see, this good news is different because this good news is not only a word, it is also a person. This good news is published not with ink and paper, but in a body of flesh and blood. If you're looking for that rare bird, good news, then this is where you'll find him. He's born of Mary. He is the one laid in a manger. God has become man. That is the headline that brings the good news to us. God has taken on our human flesh. And so often it seems like the good news is just skin deep. The good news lasts for a moment and then it's gone. But this good news is different. The good news that God became man is good news that gets into our very flesh. It gets as deep into our human nature as the bad news has ever been. It embeds itself in the very place where sin, death, and the devil are at work. And so in the flesh of God, of our God, born of Mary, the good news and the bad news battled it out. And they took the fight all the way to the cross. And there God died. He shed his blood. The light shines in the darkness. And then the darkness covered the land. And you can picture yourself there in that moment with the disciples while Jesus hangs dead on the cross, wondering, what happened? What about the good news we heard? Was it all a mirage? Was it too good to be true? Where has this rare bird flown? The bad news would not die. And so the good news did. On the tree of the cross, good news found a place to roost. And this is what you can publish. Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. God took sin and he took death into his flesh. And then he took them into the grave and he buried them. And then, like a phoenix, he rose from the ashes. He took flight. He mocked sin and death and hell with his song of triumph. So that John says, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it, and never will. An Easter hymn speaks it beautifully. Death and life have contended in that combat stupendous. The Prince of Life, who died, reigns immortal. Our Lord conquered death. And he rose from the dead to publish that good news to us, even today. And this good news remains flesh. As a man, he is risen from the dead, and he still, even now, even today, lives and reigns to all eternity. And there is no bad news that can erase what Christ has done, that can take away his victory or undermine it. He is Emmanuel, God with us. And he is the good news that is still with us today. Not just a past event, not just something that happened a long time ago, but a present reality for us. And it's not going away. He remains until the end of time. He still speaks his forgiveness to us sinners. He still promises life and salvation to our dying flesh. He still offers his own body to you in bread, and his true blood to you in wine. And here you have full communion with him. The good news, Christ himself, enters your dying, your sinful flesh to carry out again the victory that he won in the flesh. And this is why we are here today. We flock to him again. Though the world is filled with bad news, and there will be more, I'm sure, we find refuge under the shelter of his wings, under the wings of his mercy. Here's the comfort, and here is the good news that lasts forever and ever. that outlasts every bad news we hear, that outlasts every sin and every death and every triumph of evil. And soon, dear friends, soon our exile will be over as well. And soon, in resurrected flesh, in our own country, we will sing the songs of Zion, and the tears will be wiped away from our eyes forever. And we will praise our God, who became man, who remains man, and who reigns forever. In his name, amen. The peace that passes all understanding guards your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen.
The thanksgiving sacrifice and call on the name of the Lord.
O Lord, my strength, I love you.
Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks that your Son, the eternal Word, has become flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. Extend his praise into all the world, that with us many would come to hope in his steadfast love. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Send forth pastors to publish your peace and bring us your good news of happiness. Keep them faithful to declare your gracious reign in Christ. Bless the work of missionaries at home and abroad, that all the ends of the earth may see your salvation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
As our families gather in this holy season, give us patience, that we may be slow to judge and quick to forgive. Comfort the lonely with your presence, and help us extend the welcome of our homes and the friendship of your grace. Make us mindful of those less fortunate, who celebrate this blessed feast in poverty and want. And teach us to be generous. Accept with our offerings the living sacrifice of our bodies to your service and our voices in praise and thanksgiving. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Your Son upholds the universe by the word of his power. Grant our nation to walk humbly before you. Bless our soldiers who stand watch this day. Keep them in safety as they serve us, and uphold their families while they are apart. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Merciful Father, watch over us and our loved ones, preserving us in body and soul. Receive our thanks for your care of Steve Meyer, Al Barabee, and Amara Anderson, and be with each of them as they recover. Guard and keep all who are sick, lonely, overwhelmed by grief, or poor in spirit, especially Diane Albert, Marilyn Arsenault, Anne Blaze, Judy Greenlees, Randy Hunter, Rosemary Jackson, Nancy Kengis, Robert and Ruth Matsuo, John Meyer Jr., Ed Pinard, Linda Simeone, Michelle Studlian, Stan Thompson, Luann Trigo, Carol Wade, our homebound Karen Hamill, Rick Silvestro, and Andrea Wetmore, and Debbie, Ben, and Nate Johnson and their families, that they may be comforted and healed according to your good and gracious will. Let them look to Jesus Christ and be reminded that he is the light no darkness can overcome. Lord, in your mercy, grant that we may come worthily to receive the body and blood of Jesus with faith in his bodily presence for us, that we may depart with grace upon grace from his fullness. Lord, in your mercy, we thank you, Lord God, for Dean Johnson, our brother, and for all your people who have gone before us and now rest in your presence. Keep us faithful with them until that day when you make all things new, for you live and reign with Christ and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. The Lord be with you.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you have given us a new revelation of your glory, that seeing you in the person of your Son, we may know and love those things which are not seen. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, forever praising you and saying,
Holy, Holy, Holy Lord God of
Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, He broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Mercy on us.
Preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
Body of Christ.
Lord, for he is good. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for sending your only Son into the world that we might become your children, and for giving us now the very body and blood born of Mary in Bethlehem to set us free from sin, death, Satan, and hell. By your Holy Spirit, keep us to the end with our Lord Jesus, that as we rejoice with angels in his birth, we may rejoice with angels in his glory, and behold him with you and the Spirit in the kingdom of the triune majesty, which has no end.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.